everyone. Let's start our 9 a.m. Friday session on Sway. First, thanks for coming here on such an early time and on Friday to learn about Sway. My name is Jackie. I'm a product marketer in the office team. So, you know, I work with people in PowerPoint, Word, Excel, OneNote. So, so I joined the Sway team around 6 months ago and now giving this presentation. So the abstract here is, I'm just going to walk you through what Sway is. I'm going to assume that some of you have never seen it or you've heard of it, but you're not familiar with it. Also show you how it works and have a lot of little mini demos along the way. I'm also going to show you how different audiences use Sway today. So we have millions, I'm not going to disclose the actual number, of monthly active users on Sway, and it's a split across consumers, professionals, and education users. So I'm going to show you the different use cases by which they use Sway today. I'm going to quickly go through the Sway conceptual model because I get a lot of questions around that, like what is this new thing, how is this different than X, Y, Z, and you know what? Why would I use this? And lastly, obviously, show some of the latest in the Sway roadmap and some of the things that we just shipped for Ignite. So what is Sway? The first thing that everyone has to remember is Sway is the newest productivity app from Office. So 30 to 25 years ago, Office brought us Word, Excel, PowerPoint. And then around 13 years ago, we obviously all started using OneNote. And then now the latest in our core offerings is Sway. The way we describe Sway is kind of very broad. So it's a new digital storytelling app from Office. And stories is not, you know, bedtime stories or fantasy stories. It's more, you tell stories at work, like what I'm doing now, and then you also tell stories to your customers, which you will see later. We also, in school, you know, students tell stories to one another in their book reports and stuff like that. And a lot of people have also started using Sway to like, document their hobbies, so they're, like pet projects and their passions. So that's kind of like the way we see Sway today. So yeah, it says there, you can create and share visually striking newsletters and presentations for work, lessons and reports for school, travel blogs and DIY guides for your personal life, and you can do all of these in minutes. So I think that's the core value proposition of Sway versus most of the other apps that we already know. Sway makes it easy for you to do all of this in minutes. So how does it do this and what does it do differently? There are five things that I've put in here and I'm gonna go through them one by one. But in general, Sway lets you add a wide range of multimedia content. So because it is web-based and it's not, you know, like an actual file or a document, you have a lot more flexibility and fluidity with regard to the types of content that you put in and you don't have to worry so much about file size limits and stuff like that. The second is it makes it easy for you to have dynamic and interactive content, and that's because you know it comes with built-in interactive elements, which I will show you later, but it also allows you to embed most everything with an iframe type of embed. So if you want to embed Power BI, which I will show you, you can do that. If you want to embed YouTube videos, you can do that. Again, this is for me the core of Sway, the third one, which is you can save time with effortless design that looks great on every screen, and I'll demo that too. The fourth is, as I mentioned, because it's not a typical file, you don't like save and upload and download it, you just send links to one another, it's super easy to share and collaborate, and there's a lot of nuances to that. The last thing is, of course, it's part of Office, so we're building a lot of kind of cross-app integration. We've built some and we're continually building more because we see a lot of people going from OneNote to Sway or PowerPoint to Sway, and yeah. So first, add a wide range of multimedia. So that's the first thing we talked about earlier. This is how, so I just clicked on it and it like zooms in. So this is how your Sway insert card usually looks. You can see you can add things from OneDrive, from Bing web search, and it automatically finds things with Creative Commons for you so that you have licensing rights to those photos or those videos. You can add things from YouTube, from Twitter, and obviously from your device. So if you have things uploaded to your computer or your Surface or your tablet, then you can add those things. This varies per company, because your IT admin also has control over what shows up here, which I'll go through that later too. Second is, you see, we have videos here, audio files, Vine, I don't know if people still use Vine, and Twitter. So these are all like embedded, and I can actually interact with this. So I can open that up, and it opens the actual tweet. All right, the next part, the next thing about Sway, the second pillar, is that you can captivate your audience with interactive content. So Sway makes it super easy to create these types of slideshows. I'm sure some of you are already familiar with this, but it takes literally seconds to put your photos in this type of kind of visualization. It also comes with these comparison sliders, so we see a lot of use for this in art and in education, or people want to quickly show how things are different, or like, here's the inspiration or the drawing I had, and here's the, you know, how it now looks. You can, as I said, there's interactivity because you can embed things, like all kinds of things. So this is a 3D model, for instance, and if you're showing off designs, so we've seen retailers show off jeans and like other fabric with 3D kind of visualization, and you can do that all in Sway. Obviously, there's also Bing Maps and even Google Maps, and it's all live, and people can interact with it. So this is our Microsoft campus. And of course, you can embed Word online documents. So, you know, if you want to, we've seen people embed several PowerPoint decks within Sway as kind of a repository of all their works. Or so, like, marketing agencies submit their portfolio and they just put all of their kind of PowerPoint presentations in one Sway and they send that link over. So it's kind of, you can like, and here's Excel, of course, and you can still use the slicers. It will still kind of work and interact with you, even though this presentation was from like a year and a half ago. So everything is live and working as they should be. So how do you do embeds? So I've never actually done an embed in my life until I joined the Sway team, and then I'm like, okay, I need to learn this, and it's super easy. So let's do that. Okay. So we are on this part of Sway now. Should have opened a new one. All right, so let's say I have this Power BI sample here, and I wanted to embed that. Oops, that's not the right one. Now I'm forgetting how to do this. Okay, I don't remember how to do I've done this a million times. No. Sorry, I somehow forgot how to do this, even though I've done it a million times. There's like an embed option, and you just copy-paste the embed code here, and then it shows up on your Sway, I promise. All right, let's go back to the rest of the presentation. All right, so here's a list of all the things that you can embed in Sway so far. So Office 365 video, several different things within Microsoft, Vimeo, Vine, YouTube videos, OneDrive, which means Word, Excel, PowerPoint, online, Google Drive, so Google Docs, Calendar, and Bing Maps, Google Maps, and there's just a bunch of stuff, and you can find this all in Office support. So basically everything that we've whitelisted there, you can embed in your Sway. All right, so this is for me, the core pillar of Sway. It saves you time with effortless design. So for instance, if I have like a blank Sway, and I start typing anything on it, without me having to format anything and without me having to do any kind of manual layouting on my end, you can see it starts to actually build something in the background for you. And it's the same if you pull in photos and videos, it will just start designing things for you in a way that's kind of cohesive in the document. And I'll show that demo too in a while. So basically, it has a built-in design engine, so you don't need to spend hours and hours on formatting anymore. You don't have to kind of fit things in a page or, you know, in a certain kind of document, but it just does all of the back-end work for you. The second one is there's a thing called a remix button. So this is more for, I guess, more consumers and educators really love this. So you just hit this remix button over here in Sway, and the same, you can visualize the same presentation in many, many different ways in just seconds. It's really that fast. So that's the second part of it. And the third, it's adaptive to any screen size. So when you have a Sway on this size of a screen, it will look very different than a Sway, the exact same Sway on a phone, because it recognizes your screen size and adapts to it. So, and this is without any work on anyone's part. So if the words are like huge on that screen, when you look at it on a phone, it obviously reformats it, but not too small. And so the tricky thing about that is you can't always have the exact look on every device, but it's actually very good for your viewers because they don't have to squint at their phones to see the content that you're trying to show them. All right, so here, let's do that. Remix, reflow, and resize. So here's an example Sway that we already created, for instance, and it has a certain look and feel. So it's about the AFI, the Art and Film Institute. If I want to remix the design of this, I just do this, hit this remix button, and Sway automatically gives me different designs to choose from. Now it's scrolling down instead of right to left, or yeah, left to right, and it also changes the background. If I wanted what I had earlier, I can just do undo, and it keeps, you know, it remembers everything, like font size, theme, etc. You can change the layout of your Sway. So right now it's left to right, so it goes, you know, that way. You can choose to say, hey, I want it more like a scroll down website. So you can click on that, and it automatically reflows the exact same presentation, but now from top to bottom. So it's super easy. You don't have to manually change things one by one per screen and make sure everything still fits and flows. It just does all of that for you. All right. Okay. So when you're playing your Sway, and it looks like this on that size of a screen. Okay, if I make it like super small, kind of the size of a phone maybe. So he recognizes that and it just adapts like the size for you, like instantly. And I know like web pages does this like all the time, but this is an actual document sort of that you give to customers or partners, and they'll be able to read it from any device they're on, like pretty easily. So next is share and collaborate with simple links. So that's the fourth, yes?
The resizing you just showed.
Yes.
So if I embed a Sway into a SharePoint site, one of the modern SharePoint sites, would that also be?
Yes. Yes. So I write a lot of the blogs for Sway. So yeah, I write a lot of the blogs for Sway. So here's a featured Sway on a really amazing startup. And see how this is embedded here? So this would look very different here versus if you just had the actual full experience, which you can do by doing this. So yeah, they resize too, even when you embed a Sway on a SharePoint site. Cool. Thanks for your question. So the fourth thing that we talked about earlier is that it's super easy to share and collaborate with simple links on Sway. So let's take this same Sway as an example. My Sway's Art and Film Institute. So there's two types of sharing on Sway. There's author sharing, where you give this link to other people so that you can co-edit. So up to 10 people at any given time can co-edit on a Sway. I mean, you can co-edit with 100 people, just not at the same time, right? And it hardly ever happens that we co-edit with more than 3 people. So I think 10 is a safe number. And now I can see who else I'm collaborating with. So for this, no one really. Or I can also just share this link here, or which is the exact same link as you will find in the here in the address bar. That is just a viewing link. So if you want to share your Sway but you don't want people to mess with it, that's the link that you share. And it's super easy to kind of do permissioning. So if I say share only with my organization, and I take this view link and I go on an in private browser, although I think I have access. See, so it says you can't see this because you're not part of his organization. But if I do anyone with a link and I come back here and I refresh it, suddenly I can already see it. So it's super easy to do permissioning. It's not like confusing and you're like, do you have access, etc. All of the permissioning controls is on your end. So it shouldn't be like, you know, as tedious as it used to be. The next one is, oh, yeah, so if you are co-editing with people and you are creating things on your storyline, you will see the presence of that person right along the card that they're working on. So if I'm working with David and David is kind of writing something here, his initials will appear there so that I know he's on that card and probably should not mess with it in the meantime. What else about sharing? I'll show you the rest of that later. And then, cool. All right, so within Office, we have a couple of integrations that we've done built in with Sway, and we're working on more. For now, you can add files from OneDrive Consumer if you're signed in with a Microsoft account, or you can add files with a OneDrive for Business account if you're signed in with Office 365. You can import Word, Excel, and PowerPoint online files, as I've shown you earlier. You can embed all these types of files too. I couldn't show you the Power BI one. And you can embed Microsoft Forms into Sway. So this right now only applies to education customers because Microsoft Forms is only out if you're an EDU person. I'm also the product marketer for that in case you guys have any questions about not on this session. So see, you can like kind of do your own, like you can put assessments here and then submit it and within a Sway. So, you know, if you're doing a company newsletter and you want to ask people, did you understand this lesson? Or like, what do you think of our company culture? Or what, like any other types of assessments, you can embed Microsoft Forms into Sways and then send it out. And then they can answer it within your Sway. So it's great for trainings and demos too. And then the last one is kind of like cheating. Oh, sorry, there's another one. There's a thing called Send to Sway from OneNote. It's an add-in, so you have to go to like Options, Add-in in OneNote, and add this thing called Send to Sway. So you can instantly turn your OneNote content, because you know most OneNote content is usually just like text and bullet points and notes, and it automatically sends them to a Sway, so you don't even have to copy-paste. That's like one less step for you. And then the last one that I'm going to demo and is kind of cheating because it's not really Office, is the ability to turn your Windows photos into a Sway. So if you have this album in Windows Photos, so it's like my favorite places, for instance, and you up, no, you don't upload it. And you share it and say, upload to a Sway. Okay. That again. Collection, albums, let me delete that one. Okay, so it says open it now, and then, okay. So there, from your Windows photos, you're now in a Sway, and we see a lot of families do this for vacation trips and stuff because it's just like you send a link instead of a bunch of photos, or you can add your story into it. So you can add kind of like, you know, your own title, my trips in 2016 and stuff like that. So it becomes a much more interactive experience for everyone. And yeah, this is not Office strictly, but it's Microsoft integration. So now I'm going to move on to how do different audiences use Sway. So as I mentioned before, we have three primary audiences. It's business, education customers, and consumers. So in the business world, we've seen a couple of different use cases. We've seen internal and external newsletters. So Satya, our CEO, has done two newsletters on Sway, for instance. We've seen people showcase their portfolio on Sway. We've seen people create brochures and sales collateral on Sway. And we also have seen employee trainings on Sway. I can't really show you these things because they're all, you know, owned by those companies that I've been having calls with. But some of the companies that we have had calls with include Marks & Spencer, Goodyear, Salesforce, Bose, Macy's, the NBA, HP, Mars, Unilever. So there's a lot, there's a bunch of enterprises already starting to adopt it, you know. And here are some examples. That's not what I wanted to do. So this is a financial kind of consulting company, and they created these types of sways with charts and, yeah. And they've embedded Power BI successfully. So at least you get to see that. And you can obviously, like, within your Power BI embed, you can kind of mess around with the data, and it still works, you know, in real time. And this is not even mine, so it works that. It's super effective, apparently. This is done by my colleague, Scott, in OneNote. So he was telling us, hey, here are the best practices for how to, I need to sign in with my account. But it's just basically a best practice of how to create blogs for Office. And this is another one where we've seen sales catalogs done. Okay, sorry, I can't click on the hyperlink or not. I'm gonna forget about that. And this one is from our social media team, where they're showing us, hey, here's the weekly engagement report. Here's the neutral topics, negative topics, etc. And here are the tweets that we've seen around social media. All right, so those are the main use cases we've seen for education. There's a lot of newsletters, and we see people, you know, duplicating their Sway for January into a February Sway and just changing the numbers. So it's like super fast for them, and then they send it out with a new link. So, and people can co-edit and collaborate pretty easily. So here's turning to the education audience. We went to King's School in Seattle and filmed this video with no script, no prompting, nothing. We just went to the teachers and the kids and said, hey, how do you use Sway, and show us.
The way that I would see success in using technology in schools goes beyond just using the technology. We've been in small bits trying to push out Office apps to students to be able to use. And it was a post online that I had seen that said, check out this new software. And it was Sway.
A new, exciting, dynamic way to present information.
You hear this little murmur in the background, like, I've never seen that. What is it? He's just sliding through. There's a video built in. And so there were a lot of just nuances to it that made it really exciting to share with others.
It's a really powerful tool for synthesizing or comparing ideas because students have so much flexibility in the layout.
It gives them a chance to individualize their thoughts and yet follow a curriculum base.
We've used Sways for business. We've used Sways for English comp finals. In fact, we have one group of seniors today that are delivering their thesis in Sway.
Pretty much whenever I have an opportunity to use Sway for a presentation within class, I would definitely use Sway because it's my go-to. Just because it's so much easier to use than many other presentation software, and because you can get things done so much quicker.
I'm able to put together a presentation in maybe 30 minutes or an hour, so I can really focus on my delivery rather than what people will be looking at on the screen, because I know Sway's got it covered.
That's the type of comment that we want to hear from students, because then they're focusing more on content and they're learning that content because they're spending less time on the design. Having students share or collaborate on a sway is so easy. We have shown it to students who have never used it before, and in minutes they're sharing with their peers and working together on the same active document.
Well, I love that it's cloud-based, so I can access it from anywhere. I can pull it up on my phone, from another computer. If my phone dies, I can use someone else's phone, someone else's computer.
As we move towards one-to-one technology for our student population, Sway seems to provide that opportunity to stretch their thinking, to use some, and feel like it will give them an edge as they move into a college or university.
So yeah, that was pretty great. Your Sway is no longer available. Okay. I'm signed in with a different person. Sorry, that's because I signed in for my Windows photo album. Okay. Cool. So as I mentioned, when we shot that video, we didn't give them any scripts or any like prompts, and we were just filming the whole time, and that's the feedback we've gotten. So educators and teachers and students really love using Sway. Okay. Cool. All right. We've actually shipped a thing called navigation, but it's not yet publicly released, so that would help right now. All right, so. Yeah, so here are some sample ways that students and teachers have done. So art portfolios. And you can kind of go through them. Here's the comparison slider. And there's many more samples of this. This one we can actually show because they're pretty happy about showcasing their work. Here's a teacher's lesson on quadratic functions. I think it's pretty cool too. All right, so yeah. And then the last audience that we see adopting Sway are, of course, consumers, because it's super easy for them to create travel, blogs, food, kind of like recipes and DIY guides. And one of the ones that was really cool for me is this Pokemon charging station. So a Minecraft engineer in Microsoft loves Sway, and he starts using it for his DIY guide. And he is obviously very into Pokemon, so he put together his step-by-step guide on how he created these charging stations. And the media actually picked up on this, so it was it's in Business Insider or something. And he goes all the way, he tells you how to do it, all the materials he used to do it, and then his final product. So, yeah. I guess it's consumer, but it's also kind of like passion and vocation. All right, so what's different in Sway for Office 365 users versus if you were just signed in with a Microsoft account? Because you can use both to access Sway. First of all, if you're a Microsoft account user, there are limits to how long your Sways can be, how many photos you can put in and videos. So we cap those for free users versus for Office 365 users. Second, you can see that we have different content sources. So for consumers, we have a little bit more personal content sources, like Facebook is there, and you know, admins cannot turn on or off the content sources. So if you're an Office 365 user, your admin can turn off, let's say, Twitter or Flickr and stuff like that. Then the next one is, Jiffy also. Different sharing options. So as I was showing you earlier, let me just go to my Sways. So as I was showing you earlier, if you are an Office 365 user, you can limit the sharing of your sways within your organization, and you can also require a password. So on top of just limiting within your company, you can even like be very granular and say, here's the password to that sway. And this is useful for finance people. So our CFO has been wanting to use sway, but she really needs to lock it down because it's kind of confidential information. So we had added this password protection. What else do we have? Oh, and admin controls. So right now, we have a basic set of admin controls for IT admins. They can, as I mentioned, limit your content sources, but they can also provision Sway on a per-user basis. So I can say you can have Sway, but you can't have Sway on a per-user basis the way that other apps are provisioned today. There's also, we have service health, kind of monitoring of, you know, how is Sway performing. We're coming up with auditing pretty soon and analytics, but it's not there yet. But we know it's a huge request. And they can also kind of disable Sway sharing in the org level. So even if your users want to share their Sways, you can disable external sharing outside of your org. And no matter what they put as an option, it won't show up to other people. So how to Sway? I don't know if many people already know this, but I'm just going to do it in case people don't know. So all right, so let's say you have this whole thing typed out on OneNote. You can just copy paste all of your content here. And then, as I said, in the background, it starts creating this thing for you, which right now doesn't really look like much. It just looks like a digital Word document. But then you can imagine it's super easy to say, okay, hey, all of these are actually kind of important, and let's make them bigger. So Sway gets that, and it just starts to kind of do things for you in the background. Actually, let me do that. And then you can say, hey, executive summary, that's a heading, so let's make it into a heading. Just highlight that and put heading, and it then creates a heading for you. And you just keep on doing that. So 40 years of sights and sound, that's a heading. Shared values, that's a heading. Northwind sales analysis, another heading. Customer research, that's a heading. And there are two more. One, two. So it starts kind of creating this more formatted document for you without a lot of work on your part. And you can also say, okay, some of these are more important. So coming innovation, for instance, you can and responsibility, emphasize those. So it reformats and reflows things for you so that you don't have to worry about fitting things in. And of course, you can add content from different sources like your OneDrive. Northwind and Contoso. Okay. So I can just drag and drop that here, and on the background, Sway works to kind of fit it with your current document. Right. There it is. Or you can say, actually, I want that to be a background image, and you can just drag and drop it to your title card, and it automatically does that for you in the background. So things are super easy and fast to get to in Sway, and for me, that is the key value proposition. All right, so what's the thing that people kind of struggle with in Sway is that we are used to kind of spending like a lot of time creating content and reformatting it. Whereas like with this new model, it's more like you have to kind of cede control to the app and just let it do its own thing. So people are used to, you know, having a lot of direct formatting, and then the rest might be automated by your app or your service. But for us, we want to take like all of those hours of formatting work and just do most of the work for you, and then you can kind of customize the rest of your Sway by going to the design pane or by, you know, customizing with your own photos and stuff like that. So here, latest news or roadmap. What have we shipped since January? So adding files from OneDrive for Business, adding videos to Sway. We didn't used to have that for businesses. Protecting your Sways with a password, making longer Sways, so we've adjusted the limit so that businesses can really put a lot more content in, and removing the informational footer at the end of Sway. So at the end of every Sway, you'll see this thing that says made with Sway, try it here. So if you're a business or you're a 365 customer, you can take that off so that it looks more professional. For admins, we've added per-user licensing, controls over content sources, and the status in the service health dashboard. And then for everyone else, we just shipped audio files around 2 weeks ago, sent to Sway from OneNote, turn your Windows photo albums into Sway, new Sway templates, more embed sources, a lot of improvements in accessibility. So Sway has been kind of called out as a really good app for accessibility. You can kind of come here and go to accessibility view, and we change your entire Sway into something that's easier to consume if you're using a screen reader or if you're using kind of like high contrast mode on your computer. We also have shipped this thing called Accessibility Checker, and basically it tells you, hey, you're missing an alt text here, so that people with kind of vision or mobility impairments can see what this photo is about. So we've shipped a lot of these, and they're all in the blog, or you can ask me about it later. And the last thing we ship, which is kind of more of a delighter than anything else, is this thing called Quick Starter. And I don't know if you guys have seen the demos on this, but I think it's pretty cool, so I'll show it to you. So it's this third feature here called Start From a Topic. And let's say I wanted to write about my vacation to Paris. So just type Paris and then create an outline, and then on the background, Sway starts pulling in content from Wikipedia, mostly Wikipedia at this point, but we're trying to see if we can get more sources, especially those applicable to business soon. So then it starts creating this outline for you of like, hey, here's a photo, here's your title, and it says, this was, you can delete this card, but it says, this was auto-generated by Sway, and it starts telling you things that you could find in Wikipedia and giving you like ideas of the sections that you can talk about, and the photos that you can pull in. And it also creates like photo stacks and slideshows for you in case you wanted to keep them. So of course you can kind of delete some of them or add your own content, but it's just a super fast and easy way to have a starter Sway. And we have shared this with our PowerPoint team because we're all kind of in the same org, and so PowerPoint is also working on the same functionality. Yeah, long-term roadmap. So what are we working on currently? As I said, table of contents or navigation. I can actually already access this myself because I'm on, you know, an internal environment, so it's coming pretty soon, but just being able to navigate to certain parts or sections or headings of your Sway so you don't have to keep scrolling through, especially when you have a super long presentation. Analytics, so being able to see how many people have viewed your Sway, so that's important for internal newsletters, so you see how many people. It's a basic version, and we're going to go much more granular over time to the point where how many, you know, frames did this person read, and or who in my organization have read this and stuff like that. Branding is a huge ask for many, many people, including a lot of the high-end luxury brand companies have come to us and said, we want you to ingest our colors and make sure that everything is on brand. So we know that. We're working on it. Mobile apps, right now we only have an iOS app, and it's not been getting a lot of love from our engineers. So we also know that, and so we're kind of working really hard to give a much better experience across, you know, the platforms. Export, print, or download. So right now Sway is all web-based and digital, and there's kind of no way to actually print it. And it's also very challenging because it reflows and there's like a lot of content. But we're looking to see if we can leverage our engineers at Word and PowerPoint to make this happen. More content sources, so this is just integrating potentially with Google Drive and Dropbox and other places that people already have their content in. and charts and tables, which sounds pretty basic, but we don't have it today because most people just embed Excel files and Power BI files into Sway anyway. Yeah, and so just check out the roadmap, you know, Office 365 roadmap, not only for Sway, but for all the Office apps, and you kind of see what's coming down the pipeline. Yeah, so thank you. And this is a video we made for the business audience, and we had no budget, so everyone here is in my engineering team. so they're not professional actors. Sorry.
Want to create a visually striking presentation without having to spend a lot of time on it? Then say hello to Sway, the newest app from Microsoft Office that lets you easily create digital presentations, newsletters, and blogs in minutes. First, let's start with what you want to put in. Text, photos, videos, all of the above. No worries, Sway makes it simple, even if you have them all saved in different places. Are you more analytical than creative? Or you just don't have time to spend hours and hours on formatting? Sway's built-in design engine instantly puts all of your content into a nice cohesive layout that always looks finished and ready to show off. Everyone happy with this style? Sway lets you switch between multiple layouts, designs, and color palettes in seconds. Wondering how teammates can add more content to your Sway, and if their email limits can handle all of your photos and videos? With Sway, it's as easy as this. Now you won't have to worry about uploading and downloading file attachments again. And teammates can simply open the link and start adding more content in. With Sway, everyone will always have the latest version at hand. Now, it's presentation time. Is your audience in a boardroom, a cafe, or on the go? Sway dynamically adapts, so it looks great on every screen. No more worrying that viewers will have to squint at their phones while viewing your content. Finally, an app that is so easy and intuitive, your team will actually enjoy using it for their work. Want to see it for yourself? Head over to sway.com and let us do the rest.
Yep, so that's pretty much it. And that entire video was shot, you know, without any kind of editing or without any tricks, or it was just like, it's exactly how it works today. Cool. So we have a lot of time for questions in case anyone has some. Yep.
I saw in the video, how does it work if you're, you know, on an iPad or some sort of tablet and then projecting to a big screen? How does it adjust for that screen? Does it just use the tablet screen and it's blown up big?
So I'm doing it right now. Yeah, so I think it just detects where it's being blown up, probably because of the setup. But yeah, we did it. We did all of those things live, so it does look very different. Yep.
Can companies create their own templates?
Yes. Sorry. Oh, yeah, no. We have some templates right now. They're not very professional and business. Like, they're kind of a split across three audiences. But we are working on kind of integrating branding, and when you have, like, you're able to pick, so I'll show you, when you're able to pick design, and there's like a bunch to choose from, if we can kind of create your ability to upload your own type of color scheme and brands, then if you select one of these, then it should show up, you know, to be on brand.
Is that on the roadmap, though, to be able to create a template?
Yes, yes. Yes? Okay, so we are also working on being able to assign to admins this way. So right now, like, if you have a Word document or an Excel document and somebody leaves it without sending it to someone, then it disappears forever, I guess. But what we're working on in Sway, because it's all web-based, we can actually kind of provision this way to have two co-authors, like your admin automatically and your user. So that's in the roadmap. Right now, what we would advise people to do is kind of go here and say duplicate this way. And then when you duplicate it, it's like, let's say Jackie, so that's me. Then you kind of have a copy of it already.
Because it is personal,
I create a sway?
Yes.
That is my sway. It's not the company owned thing like the thing that OneDrive for Business. It's my content. If I leave the company, my OneDrive content is also gone. If I don't do anything.
Yes. No, it won't. If you embed a Word document, then it will look exactly like how the Word document looks. But if you import a Word document, then it will just import all of the text and photos. And then you kind of have to do a little bit of customization.
Okay. Is that in the roadmap at all to have kind of that automatic translation style?
I would say probably not in the short term. Yeah. Because the other... We get our roadmap, we get our like prioritization from this thing called User Voice. So if you go to User Voice, you know, all of our apps are there. And we look at how many votes do these features get from people. We also have weekly sales calls, or I have weekly sales calls with different companies, and we kind of get feedback. And it's over and over branding, it's exporting, the admin kind of functionality and auditing. So those four are the ones that are more near term. So Sway, Sway is part of every Office 365 license from, you know, consumer, education, all the way to E5. And so if you go to your Waffle, our favorite Waffle, and you're like, let's say you're in Outlook or you're in OneNote, you can just look for the Sway icon and click on it. Or you can just go to sway.com. So you just go Sway. Well, I need an incognito window for that. Sway.com, and then... Oh, okay, that did not work. And then you just sign in, like there's a sign in button, and you just use your org ID that you have associated with your 365 account, and then you're in. And again, you get all the benefits of the admin controls that the consumer version doesn't have. Yep.
Is there a way to take a Sway presentation from one Office 365 tenant and move it to another one?
Yes, either share the authoring link or give them the Sway and then have them duplicate it. But you can also turn off the ability to duplicate your Sway. So part of the whole sharing and permissions work features is like locking it within your organization, adding a password, and removing the ability to duplicate your own Sway. So. Well, they will have access to it and they'll be the authors for it. So.
They have to copy and paste.
I'm not sure I understand, but okay.
So you have two tenants, and you need to put a sway from one tenant to the other. You will have to basically copy and paste.
Yeah, you have to duplicate. Yeah, yeah.
But it's not like you duplicate and it creates the sway. You have to actually copy and paste the content. That's the way we have done it.
Okay.
No,
I think I need to look into this.
No, there is not a file. Do you have a bunch of files? Do you have to bring all the images and all the content?
Yep.
Does Sway work with groups?
Not yet. Yeah, it doesn't. We're first going to try to bring it to SharePoint, which then hopefully then groups becomes the next logical step. No, it's not. Is Sway using the same design technology as PowerPoint Designer? It's not, because I guess Designer is still pretty much retrofitted to slides, and kind of there's like page breaks almost, if you think about it. There's like containers of content, of units of information, whereas Sway is, it's a completely different design paradigm, because you can kind of reflow it vertically, horizontally, across different screens. So we're, the design base is not shared. We do want to kind of obviously light up all of the different types of standard fonts, standard kind of font sizes, et cetera, that you see in the other apps eventually. No, but if you request it on, or if you, since I know that you've asked that, then yes, like that makes sense actually. And it's, I think it's pretty, it's not gonna cost a lot to do that in terms of our like engineering resources, because it's also a super small team compared to every other app. But since we've already done it for Microsoft Forms, I don't know why we can't do it at least for Planner. Yeah. Yes, that is a higher priority for sure. Being able to put Sway links on SharePoint and being able to pull in SharePoint content into Sway. It's a huge use case because most companies are on SharePoint. And yeah, we are aware of it and it's in the roadmap. Yes?
I'm not sure if it's the right term or not, but URL masking?
Custom URL and URL domains, yes. It's in the roadmap because we've gotten requests from, for instance, Bose, where they're like, we want bose.com/January 2016. Totally. Internally, we have started flighting it, so it's not that far. Yeah. Cool. No more questions. We finished early. I think. Okay, so thank you. Thank you for coming.